This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Zone of Genius podcast. My name is Inez Bai. I am your host, coming at you mostly every single week. And this podcast is for business owners who want to leverage their natural strengths so that they can get paid the big bucks. Today, I'm going to be revealing a little bit of a vulnerability and a blind spot and like a toxic habit, I guess you could say, that I realize about myself where I always smoke bomb. And if you don't know what smoke bombing is, that's totally fine. I'm happy to help you out. Although some of you will be familiar with this behavior as well. It's essentially where you're out at an event or, you know, you're at the pub, at a party, whatever, like some sort of social gathering, and you just leave the event without telling a single soul and you just disappear like a thief in the night. And that is a pattern I had noticed myself doing. And I wanted to call myself out on it because it actually didn't feel very good and it didn't feel very respectful to the people that I was with. So let's kind of dig into where this is coming from and why I continue to do it, even though it made me feel really guilty. So let's get stuck into today's episode. Recently, I had a hen's night with one of my friends, and I have had a very social, beautifully filled calendar over the last couple of months. I feel like I'm just at an age where there are a lot of events happening, as well as my sister got married. I just turned 30 myself. All of my friends are 30. A lot of my friends are getting married. I've got hen's nights. I've got all of these things that are happening, which are obviously amazing. But there's also been a lot happening in my calendar, and it's been a very social, like 2023, I literally barely had a free weekend on. And I don't say that to be like, poor me, I've just got so many social situations to be happening. Although something I will share is that I feel like sometimes coaches can become so, or like online business owners can become so heavily involved with their business that they completely lose their personality, and all they can talk about and think about and breathe is business and personal development and making sure I'm always growing and I'm eating the right food, and God forbid I have a conversation about reality TV because it's not for my optimal health. Like, babes, that is where your personality goes to die. And the sad thing is that if you want a really successful business, especially in the online coaching space where your personal brand is really fucking important. It's the reason why someone's going to choose to work with you versus someone else. If you don't have a life outside of business, if you're only doing things that are like serious or contributing to your growth or about educating yourself, you're going to lose your personality. And that's actually just going to make you one of the same of everyone else in your industry. And you're not going to have an ultimate selling point or unique selling point, I should say. Like, something I often say to my clients is, it's your job to take care of yourself so that you can be the best version of yourself, so that you can show up in your highest quality energy. And sometimes that means, well, that 100% means that you need to be having interests outside of business. And not only is that a good strategic move for like your personal brand and so that you have a point of difference, but it's also really important so that you don't fuck yourself and make the business journey really unsustainable. Because if that's the only thing that you identify with and that you're passionate about, you're going to burn yourself out because you're putting so much pressure on your business working, and it's just going to make the journey feel really slow and like a slog. And I have seen one too many business owners crash and burn because they have just put so much pressure on them being successful that they burn out and that they're not able to show up, or they have a mental breakdown, or they stop being able to sleep, or something happens to them that forces them to slow down because they're not listening to their body. And they're showing up to their business in a way that is sustainable for like 6 months, but not sustainable for like 10 to 20 years, which, if you want to be doing this for the rest of your life, really thinking about the energy that you're giving out, is it sustainable for the next 10 years? And that's why whenever I talk about the vision I have for my business and the intentions that I set for myself, I never just think month to month, because that is thinking way too small scale. Instead, I'm focusing on, where do I want to be in 5 years from now? People really underestimate what they can get done in 10 years and overestimate what they could do in a year. So expand out your vision, because I'm assuming this is not just like a drop in, a drop out situation in terms of your online business. Like, I'm assuming that you want to accumulate wealth for your life, for your family, for generations to come, for all of the things that you want to do. So, you know, stop showing up to it like you're doing a sprint when you're really wanting to run a marathon. But all that to say, let's talk about my dirty little habit of smoke bombing. So As I said, I recently went to this like hens a couple of weeks ago, and the lunch started at like 12:30, I think, which is like kind of early, I guess, because then you're like literally at a lunch and getting an event started on a Saturday, which is totally fine. And I actually love starting earlier. Even for my 30th, I had everyone come over at 4 so that everyone could be out of the house by 8 p.m. because then I can go to bed earlier. And I'm not like a massive drinker. Like, I love having an Aperol spritz or, you know, a few wines here or there, but I do not want to feel like drunk by any means, and I do not want to be hungover the next day. But I'm definitely not like a black or white kind of girly when it comes to alcohol. So anyway, we get to this lunch at 12:30. We have a beautiful lunch. It's an amazing venue where there's heaps of girls. We go on this like fire truck that takes us around the city, and we're boogieing on the back of this like pretend fire truck bus. And then we go to this bar, and there was one game to do when we got to the bar. And then the kind of the rest of the plan was to just like drink and chill and do whatever you wanted to do for the rest of the night. Like, all of the activities had finished by this point. And I just hit a point where I was like, I just don't know if I can stay here anymore and drink, because like I mentioned, and anyone that's kind of like sober curious or they live like a damp lifestyle, you'll know that it can get quite repetitive if you're not drinking, because it's obviously a very different energy if you're like constantly going back to the bar and drinking and, I don't know, having stupid conversations or whatever. Like, I'm definitely fine to be around people that are drinking, but it gets to a point where the conversations become a bit nothing and you're just like, okay, I'm over this. And I always find it really hard. And this is something that I've been reflecting on since the event. And this is something that I am pretty known to do in my friendship circle, where I'll just get to a point and I will like go to the toilet and I'm like, you know what? It would be so easy for me to just do a sneaky little escape and just leave and hop in an Uber and get myself home. And I think for me, like, where this comes from is a couple of things. Number one, I find it really annoying, I guess, and uncomfortable to have to say goodbye to everyone. And then everyone's like, oh no, are you going? And then I don't want to have to justify myself, or I don't want anyone to try and convince me otherwise. Like, I just decide, and this is very Manny Jen of me. If you're a manifesting generator in human design, you'll know that like, at a drop of a hat, as soon as you're done with something, like for me, I'm done. Like, sometimes me and my girlfriend will be out to breakfast and I'll be like, all of a sudden I have to leave, or I'll just like get really over something and the energy shifts and all of a sudden I need to like change situations or go home or like, I don't know, get out of the house all of a sudden. And that kind of happened at this event where I was like, I am just going to leave, because I was able to, yeah, get out because I went to the toilet and the toilet was like downstairs and it was easy to just like make a sneaky little exit. So I find it really uncomfortable to have to say goodbye to everyone, and to, I don't want to be like convinced otherwise or made to feel like I'm making the wrong decision, I guess. And so in order to avoid that temporary short-term discomfort of potentially having to deal with people convincing me otherwise, I then leave, and then I have to, which is easier in the moment, right? And this is an allegory for so many things in life, which is why I wanted to bare my soul today and share this with you. Then I have to deal with the longer term discomfort of getting home and feeling really guilty that I didn't say bye to anyone, feeling really bad that I just left, and like thinking that maybe people will think that I don't like them or that I wasn't having fun, which isn't the case, because, you know, I just wanted to go home. Then having my friends text me being like, where are you? Why did you leave? What the hell? Why did you do that again? Like, there's all of these consequences that come with it afterwards. And I always regret it, but it just feels really easy to do in the moment. And like, you could argue it's not that deep, but for me, I felt like this was something that was consistently making me feel unaligned with the person that I wanted to be. So instead I was like, let's look at what's going on here. So essentially, and I feel like we do this so often, where we avoid something in the short term because it's uncomfortable, whether it's having a confronting conversation, holding a boundary in the moment, saying yes to something when we really want to say no, letting people know that we want to leave an event, for example. It's easier in that moment to just be like, cool, I'll skip out on it. And our human brain is hardwired to always be, from a very physiological perspective, conserving energy. So it wants us to take the easier route. It wants you to not invest in the coach again because you're telling yourself, oh, I need time to process. It wants you to not post that piece of content on social media because you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, because it feels easier in the moment. And the short-term avoidance of discomfort is so instant, but then long-term you end up paying for it more because you're like, oh, I didn't invest in that coach and now I'm not progressing as fast as I would be. Or, you know, I didn't end up making that Instagram post and now I feel like I've fallen off the bandwagon and I don't feel inspired. And now I'm overthinking even more what to say. There are so many situations, and especially when you're going from like six figures to multi-six figures in your business, you really need to be keeping in mind the decisions that may be uncomfortable in the moment. So for example, I recently hired a VA. So I had worked with a VA on a project basis before. So that's basically where you just hire someone for a one-off thing. They're not on an ongoing contract. And I was like, yep, that's fine, cool. But now I'm going to go back to doing it myself, which again was a very like short-term reward of not having to outsource and delegate and let go of control and let go of money. But then long-term, I was doing tasks that were not in my zone of genius and were not the best use of my energy. And so recently I rehired my VA, which yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable to like onboard her. Although I will say I've had a huge mindset perspective around this. And I've just come to realize, especially the clearer that I get with my zone of genius, the more obvious it is to me where I should be putting my time and energy, and setting up Facebook groups, sending out emails, onboarding and offboarding my clients. Like anyone can do that. So I've really made it such a point to delegate that to my VA, but I'll just run with this example because I feel like this is something that I really struggled with and a lot of people will too, where it was like, it's frustrating to have to like explain to people your systems or, you know, pay my VA and onboard them and find them. And all of that stuff is very easy for you to be like, oh, it's too hard. I'll just do it myself because I can and it's working and it saves me money and it feels easier than trying something new, right? So you're avoiding that short-term discomfort, but then long-term, your business stays stagnant. You're not able to grow. You're doing tasks that are not in like your visionary archetype. So like, because you're spending so much time setting up Facebook groups and doing really administrative tasks, you're not able to then think about your zone of genius and the bigger mission that you have for your business and like thinking about cool ways to accumulate your personal brand or like what else do you want to be known for and how do you want to expand your business beyond just working with clients? Like all of that time becomes available to you. In the short term, it may be painful or like sticky to release that money, but long term, it's going to allow me to make so much more money. And the same goes with smoke bombing for me. And this is something that I'm going to hold me to account. So I will come back to you with a scenario when this happens and I tell everyone goodbye, because I've actually got the wedding that was for the hens this weekend and I've got a few events coming up as well. So I'll let you know how I go, but I'm going to say goodbye so that then I can leave with my friends knowing that I appreciate them, that I love them. I'm going to stand in my motherfucking power. And I want to share this as well, because I think sometimes people will look at multi-six figure business owners and like I have this conversation with my clients as well, and they've got it all together and they're really energetically sound and they don't have any mindset blocks. And it's like, we're all human. Of course we do. And this is just something that has come up onto my radar recently. And it's something that didn't feel aligned for me. And I'm holding myself to account. And that takes radical responsibility, which is also a common thread for holding yourself to the highest standard that you need to have within your business to take it from six figures, which is pretty fucking comfortable, to multi-six figures, which is extraordinary, but it also requires you to make those decisions that in the short term are uncomfortable, but long-term really necessary to go to the big vision that you have for your business. So let me know if this helps you with a decision that you've been avoiding in the back of your mind. Maybe you've been thinking about working with a coach and you've been telling yourself, oh, maybe now is not the right time. Or you've been avoiding a conversation with a client with a boundary that you know that you need to set, because short term, it's easier not to bring it up with them. But long term, you're like crying when you have to do their session, or you're avoiding their messages as long as you possibly can. And it's like these short term things have to be like the loop has to be completed. You need to tie up that energy leak essentially so that you can have a really solid foundation to basically quantum leap. So let me know. I'm really curious. And if you liked this episode, leave me a rating and review so that I can keep creating content for you. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.